Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM Podcast Network. Today I'm here with my best friend Sarah.
We back. Oh my gosh.
It's the second go around of OKC Over Easy, and I have to bring back my old friends and a combination of like old friends and new friends. So Sarah is definitely probably my oldest friend that I still have a relationship with.
Yeah, I mean, 15 to 32.
Oh, that feels like so long.
That is a long time. That's a very long time. Welcome back.
Welcome back. What do you remember about 15-year-old me?
15-year-old you. We had chemistry together, okay. And that's where we met, because we had the locker.
Oh, yeah, we shared a locker.
And we also shared a love of stalking.
Oh, yes. I was like, stalking what? Like, stalking produce? But no, stalking our high school crushes.
Our tastes have evolved. Yeah.
We're like booed up now.
Life is so different.
Sarah and I really ran this place around 2016, and you're sad you missed it. But we're back, and we're just gonna do like a catch up fun episode, and something to look forward to is I have a whole host of controversial food opinions because I feel like that's the vibe right now. I really like reading them and then like thinking about it.
Yeah.
And
I mean, if anything, 2021 is the year to give people a voice.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what this is.
And I feel like now more than ever, restaurants and I feel like they listen. Ted's emailed me, said, "We listen to the pod." And I was like, "I support you, Ted."
Yeah, so. You hit that tag in life. You can't take that back.
No, if you tag it, it's over.
Which is great. It's great. I mean, the world can be so interactive. I don't feel like it was necessarily the same level in 2016.
It really was. I don't think anyone was like even listening.
Except for Winco.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that.
Listen, Winco, if you're listening right now, please stay tuned because I have a formal apology to make, and we'll do that a little bit later. But first, we're going to do Eat of the Week.
Eat of the Week. I've been thinking about this.
Okay. You go first, because I don't really have one yet.
I have a work version, and I have a personal life version.
Great. Okay. I can't wait. Let's get into
my work version, because I work in Norman.
Okay.
One of my go-tos, and especially this last week, is Midway Deli.
Okay.
And so, obviously, a Norman staple. Uh-huh. I get the Vulcan on gluten-free bread.
Okay.
Which is salami pepperoni with turkey, avocado, and their spicy mayo.
Okay.
Highly recommend with some salt and vinegar chips.
Let me ask you about the spicy mayo. Is it like Asian spicy mayo like you would get at a sushi place, or what kind of spicy
it's not really spicy. I can't really do spice. It's kind of just like a little pep of the mayo.
Okay.
You know,
like, and it's Cajun.
Yeah, it's not that thick.
Okay.
I don't know what they use to spice it up, but you can buy a jar of it.
Oh,
so it's popular.
That's nice.
And it's noted as their own. So okay. You know,
what color is it?
It's definitely like the creamy orangey color.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, kind of a hint of pink.
And then you get chips with it, is what you
said?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And then I just roll on my work. You know, okay, this is a development. 2016, we did not drink diet products.
Ooh.
And now I'm drinking Diet Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
I know. I'm like, okay with the taste.
I really like Diet Dr. Pepper.
Seldom, but that's what I've been getting.
Diet Dr. Pepper is probably my second favorite diet soda.
What's the first?
Diet Coke, obviously. I'm like one of those people that drinks Diet Coke only.
Diet Coke does not taste the same to me, and
that's why I like it.
Yeah.
It's like the chemical taste, I think, is like what I like most about it. Mm-hmm. But I grew up drinking it. So like regular Coke doesn't hit the same as like Diet Coke does to me. And honestly, like, the aspartame can just, like, come at me because I love it. It tastes so good to me.
I'm still so new that when I drink a diet drink, I can feel the weirdness
like
on my mouth.
It's like your teeth get, like, fuzzy.
Yes.
But that's what I
What is this? This is probably not okay.
I like that. And, okay, so here's, like, when I get, like, a sandwich meal with, like, chips, I'm, like, either getting a soda, like a Diet Coke. Or I really like an Arnold Palmer
Yes, I will do that at Midway also. And then, you know, you just feel good ordering an Arnold Palmer.
I actually ordered an Arnold Palmer the other day at a work lunch, and everyone was like, "What is that?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if you know, you know. If you're going to Chick-fil-A, it's a Sunjoy.
What?
So Chick-fil-A has rebranded the Arnold Palmer as Sun. I've seen it on TikTok.
Okay.
I haven't actually...
Sunjoy feels so right.
I guess it's maybe sweet tea with lemonade, which is too much.
Yeah, that is too much.
But I guess I saw someone ordering on TikTok and they said, can I get an Arnold Palmer? And they're like, okay, one Sunjoy. Like, they are...
They just self-correct.
Leaning into it.
This makes me think about the same thing of, like, this Starbucks secret menu. Like, okay. Does it really exist? You know, if you try it out, is it real? If I go order an Arnold Palmer...
I've thought a lot about Starbucks because I'm a big Starbucks fan.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's maybe increased in the past couple of years. I get the same thing, but Starbucks is really... I'm not, like, I don't go out of my comfort zone there.
Yeah.
But Starbucks is really, you can make whatever you want to make. Hmm. And I think there, it just depends on probably like the, I think they call them partners, the people that work at Starbucks. I think what the partners, if that's like your vibe, you want to like be creative and like try to make something that is not necessarily like on the menu and like you enjoy that. I think there's people that do that. But then I think there's people that is like just order.
Just stick to the things we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's lots of videos like on TikTok, which I'm talking about TikTok a lot, but it's like a whole subculture of people ordering like crazy stuff on Starbucks. And I feel like it's more prominent now than it used to be when you were like, oh, on a Captain Crunch Frappuccino.
Oh my gosh. There's definitely a part of me that every time I walk into a Starbucks, I'm like, I'm going to get something fun. And then I leave with my black Americano. That's just who I am as a person.
I did get something different and fun, and it was really terrible. Yeah. I got like the pineapple matcha.
Oh.
It was cold, but like really like cloyingly sweet.
Yeah.
And it just like wasn't great. So I stick with the grande salted cold foam cold brew. Salted caramel cold foam. It's something like, it's a mouthful.
Yeah.
But I just have it on my app and I just like,
yeah,
always just reorder.
I do think the salted cream cold brew thing that they do sounds very compelling.
It's very
But then good. I never do it.
It's very good.
But
I'll send you my order and you will probably like it. You can like half the amount of sugar in it, and it's usually still pretty good.
We sound older. Just
how
the too sweet is too sweet, you know?
Just really kills it. Half the amount of sugar, yeah.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I have been eating a lot more candy and, like, ice cream lately, so...
I bought a package of Jolly Ranchers. Okay, you talked about Jolly Ranchers, except nobody gave a shout-out to Lemon. And lemon was the best.
No.
Oh, absolutely.
I think watermelon's the best.
No, I loved lemon. It was like the Warhead, but on a more tame, you know, level.
Okay, okay.
So
I can see that.
I like, every time I open a bag, I'm like, forget green apple. Because, and blue raspberry.
Shots fired.
Yeah, we bring back some lemon, please.
Okay, so that was your work eat of the week.
That was my work eat of the week. So then my personal life eat of the week, Gojigo.
Oh, yes. Gojigo is very good.
Yeah. I really like Gojigo. We've postmated it a lot during the pandemic.
Okay.
And then on Sunday last week, we went and ordered it from the line. Nobody was there. So I feel like go give them some love.
Yeah.
But like, I love their bowls. I'm very into pickled onions right now.
Okay. Yes.
And pickled I just throw pickled onions on everything. Yeah.
What's your bowl order, I guess?
So recently I've done their Korean fried chicken, but my go-to is typically... steamed rice, bulgogi beef, pickled onions, garnishes, and the goji sauce.
Okay. I've been there just a couple times, but it speaks highly that it, like, Postmates well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of restaurants where, like, sometimes it just, like, does not translate in the to-go. So the fact that it, like, is good to-go.
Yes.
That feels like a strong point.
Yeah. And they've done it well. Like, you know, there are definitely times where you get your order wrong and they've really, you know, perfected the art.
Yeah.
So I've never been unhappy. And their Korean fried chicken is gluten-free just as itself. So I'm like, yes, thank you.
I think my eat of the week is also an Asian flair. I like Volcano Sushi. And we've been going to the one on Memorial. It's by that new, like, pepperoni grill. And they have a roll there. And the roll is my eat of the week. The roll is called the Hawaii roll. And it is, let me get this right, it's topped with kiwi and white tuna.
Wow.
It's really, kiwi. Really good.
I'm happy you found a sushi restaurant home. I feel like I'm still searching
the spot. We have Volcano, which is, like, good because it's close to us and we can go, like, eat in. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the Hawaii roll is shrimp tempura, cucumber, avocado topped with white tuna and kiwi. And it's got like a sweet sauce. It
sounds fresh.
It's very refreshing. So yes, we order, we go into Volcano and we've ordered to go from mm-hmm. Volcano, but we really like this place called Ichiban. Mm-hmm. And I think I talked about it.
Yeah.
And it's very
Is that in the village?
No, it's okay. like in South.
Everything else that you've gone to is in the village though. Yeah. So.
I like should basically live there.
Please come.
I honestly go to the village a lot mm-hmm. just for my HTO.
Yeah. You and Ryan. I'm like, why don't you call me?
Oh, I love HTO. But yes, I really, really like this Hawaii roll. There's a lot of different locations of Volcano Sushi, so check one out.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've tried Volcano. Okay.
Hawaii roll. And the drinks there, like you can just get like well drinks or whatever like, mm-hmm. for like $6.
Oh.
So yeah, that's a,
yeah.
like all the time.
That's a nice meal.
I know. Yeah. So I usually get like a little gin and tonic, a little Hawaii roll, and
that's then you it. Eat 3 hours later because that's just what sushi does.
I know. Yeah. I just last night when I ate all the sushi, I just went to sleep right after. Mm-hmm. So then when I woke up, I was
that's
like,
a good okay. trick for a lot of things.
Just go to sleep like right yeah. after. So Sarah, what have you been up to?
Oh my gosh, I've been working COVID.
Yes.
And what have I been up to since 2016? I have a dog now.
Ruta.
Yeah.
She's so little.
She's so little. She's my soul dog.
Yeah, she's
I mean,
the best.
It took me years to get a dog, but then now I have her and I can't ever live without her.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like this is like depressing, but sometimes I'm like, I don't think I can like not have a Yorkie and a Golden. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like,
yeah.
But then I'm like, I'm sure once they like pass on, it'll be different. But like, I can't imagine my life without.
Yeah. It's a double-edged sword of, you know, it's like I can't ever have another Ruta, but now I feel so committed to Blue Heeler mixes.
I know.
I
guess like I love Amy because she's like a Golden, but I think what I'm like surprised about Maverick, he's like a Yorkie, and I never thought that like
he's a little guy.
And I'm like, why is he so cute?
Yeah.
So
it's hitting that biological response.
I don't know.
Something
it's like,
cute that you just want to, you know, nibble on.
Yeah, he's adorable. But yeah, I have that attachment now to like mm-hmm. Yorkies for some reason.
Yeah. So life is different.
Life is different.
Yeah.
You're also engaged.
I'm engaged. This is probably the first time that some family members are here.
No, even though there's no way.
Kept it on lock. Yeah, engaged.
You have like a COVID love.
I did. We started dating January of 2020 and hit lockdown 6 weeks later. And then basically we're like, well, I guess we're going to figure this out pretty fast. And we did. But
awesome.
He's the best. He's the sweetest. I feel so grateful. I was listening to Savage Garden on my way to work and I cried listening to I Knew I Loved You. So then I sent it to Cole as like my like message song, you know. And that's where
how did he respond to that?
He was like is this a message song? I was like, yes, I'm crying.
What's a message song?
Like when you're like, you know, listening to a song about love and you're like, oh, this is how I feel.
Oh.
And so you send it to your partner.
I don't
partner.
Think I've ever done that.
Well, we call them message songs instead of just like, here's a song for you, you know.
I'm adopting that. I'm gonna do that and see what Mike says about it.
Please keep me updated. The alternative is like you send a song and it's just like, this song slaps.
Oh,
versus
okay.
like, this is for you.
Yeah. We're not on the same level on like music. Why? Like we're not like listen to the same music.
Yeah.
But I was thinking of you the
Cole's not listening to Savage Garden.
I was thinking of you the other day because I was listening to I'm in a Hurry to Get Things Done.
I think of you too.
Yeah. That song, it just like resets me. It's like all I really gotta do is live and die.
Yeah.
And I'm in a hurry and I don't know why.
Yeah.
So it just like if you are feeling stressed out, you're feeling out of your mind.
Alabama.
Just listen to that song, mm-hmm. and I feel like it just like sets me back to like ground level.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. You're like, what else matters?
So what else is going on? That's it. You're
just working COVID,
living life,
surviving, live in the village now.
Yeah. You're like, but Norman to OKC pipeline.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's weird because I don't feel like because of COVID that I've gotten to experience a lot, you mm-hmm. know, now that life is kind of coming back. I were kind of going out and about, but like HTO, I haven't done it. Yeah. You know, we like go to Tana Thai sometimes for Thai food.
Yeah.
So there, I mean, all the spots that you've talked about, I'm like, oh, I know these are around and I really need to seize them.
Yeah.
But and it's just so nice being so much closer to Oklahoma City.
Yes.
So
you lived in Oklahoma City for like 3 months. I remember.
Yeah. It didn't go well.
But I remember being able to like bike to your house.
That was a nice time.
Fun.
Yeah.
But now that you're like in a different house and with your partner and like all of that, like,
yeah,
I'm sure it's hard to like get all the stuff in that I like want to get in. Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of I feel like COVID is definitely like made me more introverted. Mm. I don't know. I just feel like I can't pack my weekend with mm-hmm. stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And is that a byproduct of COVID or just like getting older?
I know. There's that question. I have like already two different dinners set for next week.
Uh-huh.
One's more work related and the other one's like more for fun.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, that's all.
That's it.
All I can do. I need the whole weekend after to recover. My threshold is gone.
Especially when you like work all day and then it's like, you have to like go to work. I mean, you never worked from home, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
So it's like,
yeah,
going to work and then
it's been the grind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a different, I mean, I'm in a hurry to get things done, but like, I don't have that much time.
You rush and rush until life's no fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sarah's been on a lot of episodes. If you are like an OKC over easy fan, listener.
Yeah.
She's been on like the Pizza Files episodes. We went to
those are the best.
The Wedge.
Yeah, and Uptown. And Pizzeria Gusto.
Oh my God.
The Burrata. We went
to all of those?
This is before I was gluten free.
I know. I'm like, wait, how did I have the money to pay for that?
We did it over a course of like a week and a half.
Yeah. I remember I got kidney stones after that. My body did not handle the Pizza Files well. I don't know if I'll ever do anything like that again. But we did a grocery gauntlet episode. And I can't remember if it was the first. I think it was the first go round. Because like I had started doing a second.
I loved the grocery gauntlet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would really like to do that if I like didn't have a full-time job. Mm-hmm. I feel like it would be really easy.
I went back and listened to the Trader Joe's episode. And we were both talking about how he took off work. And I'm like.
Okay. Now we have to like take off work to hang out with our family.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I have to take off work to just rest.
Yeah, or like if we're sick or something.
Yeah.
No, we were taking off work to like just go to the grocery store and walk around. We did an episode where we went to Aldi in Moore, which was like so random, and then we went to Winco. And I dragged Winco. I was like, this place.
I was right there with you.
Yeah, we were on the same page. We're like, this place sucks.
It was opening. It was their grand opening weekend or something
Moore?
That we, yeah.
Okay.
It was the grand opening of the Moore location. And to be fair, there were a lot of human elements that did not help.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
they still
it's
have
really
that
redeemed itself.
They
okay.
still have that problem. But I have to formally apologize because Winco is now my grocery store. I can't believe it, but that's where I grocery shop almost 100% of the time.
I'm happy for you.
I know. And I started when I left my job in 2019, I had about 2 months where I was looking for another job and we were like on a really tight budget. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like, I want to say it was like $300 to $400 a month for like groceries, which is like, that is low.
Uh-huh.
Compared to like what we're spending now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go to Winco like every Monday morning because obviously I wasn't working. And I just learned like where everything was and
you had the deals.
They have a great bakery.
Mm-hmm.
We get their bagels and they are so, 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 so good. Better than any bagel I think we have in the city.
Wow.
I wanna like say that because they are that good. They're better than Old School. Old School has gone downhill a little bit.
I have to eat their gluten-free. I know. It's like I'm limited on my like sample size, you know.
The other thing about Winco is like they always have every single type of produce that you would ever need.
Mm-hmm. How is their bulk section?
You know, I don't usually go towards the bulk section.
Yeah.
The prices are marked down on literally everything because there's like those things where they cut like you bag your own groceries and things like that. It's not like so much like Aldi where you have to like take the cart back, but they like cut down on those kind of things. They also have their own like private label brand, which we use for like a bunch of different things like pasta and all of that. And Their meat section is really great. They don't have a meat counter, but they have like all sorts of different mm-hmm. types of meat cuts. And we learned about tri-tip there.
Wow. Look at you.
I know. No. Have you ever heard of tri-tip?
No.
You should come over and eat tri-tip.
I will eat anything you and Mike want to make.
It is a piece of meat. It is, I don't like know exactly what part of the cow it is, but it's like in a triangle. Mm-hmm. And basically it's got like really good marbling throughout.
Yeah.
And we, so sometimes I'm like,
we definitely have
I'm,
men in our lives.
I'm talking about like muscle of a animal. Okay.
Marble.
We put it on the smoker for about 2 hours. And when it's done, he like reverse sears it and then cuts it. And it's almost like prime rib. Mm-hmm. It's like so tender.
That sounds so nice.
We make like a horseradish sauce with it.
Yum.
Winco carries tri-tip. No, nobody else except for like meat markets and sometimes they're at Costco. But it's like a California West Coast thing. Mm-hmm. And apparently Winco is a West Coast company.
Wow.
So anyway, I am waxing a lot of poetic about Winco. But even after I got my job and, you know, money was flowing back in after we bought our house or whatever, I still shop there because I really like it.
And they have way more location. I mean, way might be an
exaggeration.
They have,
though I go to the one on 39th in Portland.
And that was the original one?
No, that was the third one.
Okay.
There was one in more Midwest City and then that one.
Oh, Midwest City has a Winco?
It's where the old Target is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's my ad for Winco. Yeah. I hope you're listening.
Winco, you're doing a great job.
You're doing a great job. And don't go there at the peak times.
Yeah.
Because people
dynamics.
There's a lot of people.
You know, people are people.
People are people. I really like to go early Saturday mornings, like 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. and then bring home like coffee and breakfast or whatever.
That sounds very pleasant.
I'm going to do that tomorrow, I think. So
I feel a little bit lost on the grocery shopping too, having moved. I mean, we live super close to Uptown.
Yeah.
And then we also live near the Walmart. And so it's kind of in between, but I don't feel compelled or like I belong anywhere yet.
You know, for a long time, I was a Brahms Fresh Market gal. Mm-hmm. When I was, like, single.
It's a good pivot, yeah.
It was, like, you could get everything you needed for the week there. Mm-hmm. Now, the produce wasn't, like, 100%.
Yeah.
But in the city, I definitely was, like, a Walmart neighborhood market.
Mm-hmm.
Uptown, sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just, like, the cost.
It's beautiful.
I know.
But it's,
the cost is, like, gets me.
Yeah.
I went through a Sprouts Natural Grocers.
Oh,
phase.
Love Sprouts. Yeah.
Yeah, Sprouts. I always think of you when I think of like the Sprouts sandwiches.
Yeah. So, I miss those too. Yeah.
I know. Those are really good.
Mm-hmm. The salad bars.
Yeah.
Quality.
Sprouts is great.
Yeah.
Sprouts is great.
Well, there we did our own grocery gauntlet.
So. I mean, I have a bias now. I don't know if I could like, it would be really hard for me to like go back and try to do another grocery gauntlet, mm-hmm. but it might be fun to try.
I
would
still have to be love Crest.
Yeah. Yeah. Crest
forever.
I am up in Crest spending $350 uh-huh. on God knows what.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you can throw anything in there because they have so much mm-hmm. stuff. So Winco helps me like
narrow down,
reel it back.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also like get the bagels and get like the cool cuts of meat and like all of that.
Yeah.
So that was my food opinion. I had a controversial food opinion about Winco, and now it's changed. But I asked everyone on
my Instagram
to give me their most controversial food opinion. I haven't really looked at them, but I'm going to go for the first one because I had to get some clarification. This is from Annie Tucker.
Okay.
Shout out to Annie. She said Johnny's, and she said something else but didn't like relate. And I said, what about Johnny's LOL? And she said, if you're from OK, you love. If you're not, you don't understand.
Wow.
And actually, Cole said this exact thing before you got to the house today. He was like, people from Oklahoma don't understand Johnny's.
Huh.
Do you? I mean, we're from Oklahoma, so.
I don't feel like I had a very interesting experience when I was younger at Johnny's, which I sometimes reflect on. Like, I was with friends from Choctaw.
Uh-huh.
We were like teenagers.
Yeah.
And I walked into the women's restroom and this woman was naked from the waist down.
No.
And I think we ended up having to like help her somehow with like a plastic bag and some trash cans. And so after that point, I had a really hard time going back to Johnny's. I hope she was okay.
But that really like sticks in your brain. Like, yes. I don't want to go back to that moment.
And I didn't like the burgers growing up, but now I'm totally into it. When you're talking about hanging out at Johnny's Bar, I would totally do that. Yeah. And their side salad, I feel like, is so refreshing.
Yeah.
The cheese can be overwhelming, so I can get that outsiders would not get it.
That's, yeah. The cheese is good. The cheese is, like, what's different about it, right? And the fries sometimes are too greasy.
Oh, I don't love the fries.
Yeah.
If anything, I get the potato chips.
Or the, oh, I've never had the potato chips.
Yeah, they're, like, homemade.
Or the onion rings.
Yeah.
I feel like the onion rings are good, too. We've talked a lot about Johnny, so I'm going to move on to the next one. I mean, listen to the episode with me and Ryan, because he, like, really goes into it. Okay, so I'm not going to... I knew Annie would probably be fine with me saying her name, but I'm not going to say any of these others. actually, this is from Judy. I don't think she'd mind. She said,
Judy.
Is Lee's coffee good?
I don't know.
You've never had it?
I've never had Lee's.
So, Lee's coffee is, like, Vietnamese coffee, and it's, like... extremely concentrated. You can't drink it. You have to let the ice melt.
It's like, a taste.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's good, but I think it's good because it has condensed milk in it. I mean, what is... There's nothing that's, like, not good without condensed milk in it.
Is it a thing where if you're going into it thinking, I'm just going to get some coffee...
That's not what you're getting.
You have to go into it thinking, I'm going to get a Lee's coffee.
Yeah. Someone said Ted's is awful.
Wow.
So, reverse shout out to that person.
I disagree.
I mean, I feel like Ted's, people, like, have really come out of the woodwork and been like, Ted's is bad. And then there's people that's like, Ted's is good. So, it's like, I think it's just because Ted's is so prominent.
Yeah.
That's why that there's an opinion about it.
Yeah, you can have bad experiences at Ted's, but overall, you know.
Somebody said Jones Assembly is garbage.
Wow.
Which I don't. I need more information.
Yeah,
I'm gonna circle back on that one.
Sounds like it has some emotional baggage.
I could see the food. I could see the food being like hit or miss. I don't think I've ever had a bad meal there, but I could see if you like didn't order the right thing. Now the drinks are like 100% all the time.
Yeah, I love the drinks. I guess when I think about that, I only get one meal there, and it's the turkey sandwich.
Oh, I've never had it.
I love it.
The dip trio is, like, not good to me because it's, like, pimento. It's, like, something weird.
And not, yeah.
It's not something that I'm, like, it's, like, if you're going to do a dip trio, we don't need any weak dips in here.
What do they have with the dips?
It's, like, that bread that they make in the dips and spreads. Garbanzo, hummus, tzatziki, pimento cheese. I'm gonna go ahead and say ex-nay on the tzatziki. I don't want to dip bread in tzatziki.
Yeah.
I want it to be like a queso, maybe a pimento cheese, or like a ricotta. Like, I don't know. I just, tzatziki is not strong to me, and the hummus has to be like 100% good for that to be like a hit.
Yeah, tzatziki is not, I wonder how like Mediterranean cultures would consider putting just like, you know,
tzatziki
bread.
On bread.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's like not what it's for.
No. I think dips and spreads needs a rehaul, but I haven't been to Jones to eat in a while, so I would need to go back and experience it again. We've got some opinions on onion burgers.
Okay.
Onion burgers are always greasy messes, and onion burgers eye roll emoji. And I have to agree, actually. Like, I don't want onions on my burger.
It does affect the rest of your day.
Yeah.
You are not the same.
No, it's not a vibe. Brahms is the greatest of all time, but the branding is garbage.
Wow.
And
like the branding.
I don't agree with this.
Okay.
I think the branding is not been updated.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's garbage.
I think it's teetering on classic for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It is approaching classic.
Yeah.
The pink straw. I mean, how can you?
Yeah.
And then there's one, they're building a Brahms kind of over on the turnpike. And we were like, what is that? What is that? And then all of a sudden they put the pink siding. And I'm like, Brahms.
Yeah.
That's not.
They've added some neon.
Yeah.
Which makes
some
it.
Neon?
Yeah. Like, I feel like the Brahms that's new by us, like, has like neon in its sign.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
outlines it, which makes it a little edgier.
I think if they tried to update it, yeah, then it would not be anything good. Everybody would be clowning on it. Like, just keep it the way it is.
Yeah. I feel like if the 90s are back, then Brahms can keep their branding.
90s are back.
Yeah.
100%. Somebody said freaking Brahms fries, which I don't know if that was like good or bad.
You know, the thing about, I don't know if I'm supposed to add commentary to all
these things. This is why you're here.
But I feel like Brahms fries are, you know, good. But I don't feel like their dipping sauces are strong. And I wish like there was some better pairing there.
So my opinion on the Brahms fries, you have to get a fresh
yeah,
drop,
absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And it's almost like if you're at Brahms, it's worth waiting the 5 minutes or whatever. And if they oversalt them, it's done.
Yep.
It's finished. It's not good.
Agree.
But I think they're so good when you get that fresh drop and when it's not oversalted. It doesn't even need a dipping sauce. But if they brought in a dipping sauce that was good, it would elevate it like through the roof.
I wholeheartedly agree. I do feel like a great, like, you know,
like a
dish
of
fries plus
a
limeade.
Of?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Something that's not ranch or ketchup.
Yeah, I
could maybe consider a honey mustard, but I feel like it needs to have a little bit more of an edge.
What about the Brahms sauce that they have?
Okay.
All right. Well, Brahms, if you're listening, then you know.
Consider a new dip.
You know what to do.
We're still behind you all the way. after dragging Winco that first time, I can't do it again.
I need to drag Bellini's for like 1 second.
Okay, I'm here to listen.
I had never been to Bellini's before, and so I decided to go because I heard it was better than, I guess it shut down and then they opened it back up. So I was like, okay, let's try it out. The vibe is off. Like, it just, the lighting was off. It hasn't been updated, like the seating or anything. It looks like it's from like the late 80s.
And it does feel like it's positioned just under a parking garage.
It is, which could be really cool.
Uh-huh.
Like, you have a ton of parking.
Yeah.
It's easy to get to. And the patio is really cool if it was nice outside. But the inside definitely like needs an update. And like the ambiance and the the people there, I was like, this is really off. But the food was like 10 out of 10.
Wow.
So I'm like struggling because if you know me, then the food isn't the only thing that matters to me. It's
the
like
experience.
The experience, the service, the... But I ordered the chicken piccata and it was like the best chicken piccata I've ever had. It was so
roller coaster.
So good. And I was like, I'm so conflicted. Like, do I need to come on a different day of the week? Do I need to come for brunch?
I will say that I noticed that during even kind of like pandemic days, there would be crowds of people, it felt like, there. I don't know exactly what the protocols were, but at least on the portion stuff, it felt like there was always
people there.
And I was like, no. that's not my market, you know?
Because it stayed open?
I don't know if it stayed open throughout the pandemic, but I definitely felt like I would drive by, you know, because at that corner of like 63rd or Penn or whatever, you can see just right there.
And that's such a cool patio, too. But, like, the inside, I was like, the tables were too small. It was like, people have grown since the 80s.
Yes, people have grown since the 80s.
You know, like, now we go into new restaurants and, like, the tables are huge, you know? I don't know. And it was, like, there were people dressed to the nines, literally in suits and, like, ball gowns. And then there was people, like,
oh my gosh,
wearing, like, a Pokemon shirt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was just very...
I not different. To bring back my 2016 life, but I went on an app date there once, which feels like a very strong like, introduction. But I had no idea what I was getting into because it was the first and only time I've ever been there.
Uh-huh.
And I wore a t-shirt dress.
Uh-huh.
I think my hair was probably not fresh that day. I had a headband on. Like
I was
trying, but I was definitely, it was above me.
Yeah.
It was above me for that setup.
So that was my Bellini's experience. I don't want to drag them 100% because the food was so good. It just needs a little update.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. And I get it. It's like, they're probably trying to come back from, but I'm going to try it again. Probably not anytime soon, but I definitely will go back.
I do think the restaurant scene, we had this when we went to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we had a terrible pizza experience at Lou Malnati's.
Oh, okay.
But it was like that moment where you're like, okay, not everything has made its way back.
Right.
Yet. You know, like we're troubleshooting still in some ways.
We're so trying to
there's
figure
some
it out.
Understanding for that situation. But it's hard to decipher yeah. for sure what is behind that.
We have someone that said there's no good Thai food here. Well, probably compared to like Thailand. Yeah. Right?
I can't speak to that.
I know, I can't either.
I really love Thai Delight in Norman.
Okay.
I will say that I have not found a metro area Thai option
okay.
that compares to Norman Thai options.
Okay. I like a Penang moment. Have you been there?
No, I've never done that. That's I've good. Done Sala Thai
okay.
in Oklahoma City, and yeah. I really love it.
Yeah.
But Thai Delight in Norman is really where it's at.
Empire's mediocre. We've talked about that.
No.
We have another. We have two more. I'm going to say Aishin's is meh. And Aishin's is a destination. You're not going to get food. I mean, you are going to get food, but like. You're going to an Oklahoma institution to eat some fried chicken and drink beer.
I have lots of opinions.
Okay.
I've never been to Aishin's. Okay.
She's got opinions.
My family used to have a chicken restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Referenced in Boomtown.
Okay. I did read Boomtown this year.
Yeah.
And I read that part.
Yes. So, you know, my family having a chicken restaurant, it was kind of like both Jim's, which you've talked about, and uh-huh. Aishin's.
Oh, yeah.
Were like, you know, competition.
Yeah.
Not really, but, you know.
But... They were the ones yes. that were around
yeah.
at that time.
And I just think that we did it better. And I'll
I
always
wish it was still
that.
Open.
I know. That's like, I'm just living in the past in more ways than one. But
I would
like,
be like, sponsored by Edie's Chicken.
That's where I'm like, I know. Oh my gosh. But I, you know, Aishin's, I just hear that it's salty. So I'm like, that's
Do
all.
Do you remember like growing up going there all the time?
To or, Edie's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. I basically lived there because it okay. was like the restaurant was right in front of the house that I grew up in.
Okay.
And so it's like I didn't have nanny or daycare. I just yeah. lived at the restaurant.
Yeah.
So I was like helping flour gizzards from a very young age
yeah.
and shredding cabbage, you know, doing carrots, all that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I mean, I don't know if it was safe that I consumed that much chicken by a certain age.
What was on the menu?
So we did, it was a very tight menu. Uh-huh. We did roasted chicken.
Uh-huh.
We had potato logs, coleslaw, baked beans.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we would have kind of some extra things
yeah.
like of the day.
Yeah.
But most of the time we like kept that menu really, really tight. But uh-huh. the chicken was always so juicy, but
yeah.
like so flavorful. With the breading just being so crispy and nice.
Mm-hmm. And it was like an eat-in.
Yeah, you okay. could eat in or take it away, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, we were always very mindful of like putting it in a bag because it gets so soggy when you
yeah.
put it in a bag. So I spent hours of my life hole punching bags
oh.
so that the steam could go through.
Okay, like at the bottom or where?
Well, we would do it on the both sides.
Oh, okay.
So that it would kind of breathe.
Yeah.
That's
what Mike is always like when I get him canes. He's like, pop the top.
Yeah.
He's like, because it'll get like so
yeah.
soggy.
It will yeah. get so soggy. And like nobody thinks about that, you know?
Yeah.
Not
Aishin's. For so, damn sure.
Yeah. And but it was just like so, I mean, and we were busy. We were only yeah. open from Thursday to Sunday.
Oh,
and
okay.
we spent the other parts of the week like getting ready for the weekend,
mm-hmm.
but it was a staple.
I don't think we've ever talked about this.
Yeah.
This
it was
very
a beautiful
cool.
part of my life.
It was Edie's Chicken on 23rd mm-hmm. Street in Nakoma Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Nakoma Park.
So if you know about it.
Little yellow building.
Right in. It's still there. The building's
still
there?
The building is still there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Find this last one. Okay. Hatch's food is not that good.
The only thing I think of with Hatch is the wait time.
Oh, God.
And
that's like where I'm like, what? Why even
What
try?
Is worth it?
Yeah.
What's worth your life?
That's like Hatch and Neighborhood Jam.
Yeah.
Just make brunch at home.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
We tried literally last weekend to get in at either of those places, and it was a 249 minute wait. And I was like,
that's
who
like
are you people?
2 weeks from now.
Yes. It was yeah. like 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. arrival time.
I can't. How do you even get on the list to like get there?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have room for like walk-ins?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
yeah.
I can't get on board with it.
No.
Especially like, it's not like a Michelin star restaurant.
Mm-mm.
I think this person did not like elaborate on mm-hmm. like the food in relation to the wait time, but
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's maybe the direction that they're going in. Like, it's not that good for
like,
how
yeah,
long
you have to wait. Yeah. I've had some gluten-free pancakes there. Yeah. The coffee's nice.
I've eaten there a couple times.
I've seen, what was the basketball player? Steven Adams.
Steven Adams. How quickly we forget.
Truly. I saw him there and he was wearing a duster. That should have been the first signal that the 90s is coming back.
Cocktails are fine. It's just like a trendy brunch place along with like Neighborhood Jam. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a moneymaker.
Yeah.
But maybe people that like can waste their time mm-hmm. waiting on going to a restaurant. But when I wake up, I'm like, I'm hungry right now. Yeah. I need to eat. And I can't be doing that. Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound that fun.
Yeah.
So.
And if you don't do it, then you end up in the communal table, which is just like, why don't we do that more often? Yeah. You know? It's a good life hack.
Well, those are all the controversial food opinions. Did you have any like that you were like, I feel like maybe this is not as well known as
Of the opinions that we talked about?
Yeah. Do you have a controversial food opinion?
I think, you know, this is actually making me think.
Okay.
Syrup. I have a really hard time with syrup. I feel like syrup kind of gets the same wait thing.
Yeah.
Like we went recently and it was a pretty long wait time even after we had sat down.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, for breakfast.
And for what?
Yeah.
And for what? I'd rather be eating breakfast at my house.
Yes.
That's probably my opinion. The only place that we really like to go out to eat for breakfast, and this is close to you, is Good Gravy.
Oh. I've never had it, but I'm going to have to try.
It is just like a diner, but what they tout is like the biscuits and the gravy, right?
Yeah.
So the gravy is like, there's like 40 different types. Mm-hmm. And it's like a diner atmosphere, and the best part is like the coffee. Mm-hmm. It's just like really good. Like it's like locally roasted, but it's also like kind of shitty. Like, it just feels like the spot. Yeah. And I've heard, I don't know like that much about Good Gravy. Maybe we should have them on the podcast. I've heard they're like very inclusive on who they staff, and also like everybody is welcome in the restaurant. And like I know that they're just very open-minded about, you know, the people that they employ, the people that come in the restaurant, and everybody feels like very welcome there. And
that's really great.
Yeah, I know. It is like, it's very, so when I go there, I'm like, I like this place. It's like all different types of people. And there's always a huge, like, they usually get you in pretty fast, but there's usually a wait like on the weekends or whatever. We went on Father's Day, which was like a mistake, but it was still like really, really good.
Yeah.
They have a really good chicken fried steak too.
Yeah.
But usually I'm like, I can't
do the whole thing. Yeah.
So that's my favorite like breakfast out place, but
yeah.
What else do you have to say? We're going to wrap it up because we're at 45
minutes. I do have a couple questions for you, you know, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
But just as your comeback episode.
Yes.
So asking, what part of this comeback is most exciting to you?
Ooh, I think like I have just noticed a lot more people have been like interacting on like the social media and sending me different things. Like I posted about club specials the other day. I got so many responses and like people are really like latching back onto it. It's different from like when I had my just like personal one, I was just like me, but now it's like it's OKC over easy.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of like just all the interactions from people and like their opinions, and people sent me like awesome club special recipes, and it was just, I don't know, I just like reaching back out to the community. And
it does feel like, I wonder what the combination is, because it's kind of like after this year, all we had was food.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, you're kind of coming back at a time when everything's being rediscovered. Mm-hmm. Everybody has stronger opinions.
I really like
it. It's kind
it.
Of a magic hour.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. That's what I was like. I feel like OKC or Easy is going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my only other question is there a guest you feel most excited to have on or hopefully have on?
I feel like Shoot for the Stars is like Ree Drummond.
Okay.
Right? Like
yeah.
the Pioneer Woman would be like the top number one.
Yeah.
I'd also really love to have Rachel Cope on the podcast. She's, I think it's 84 concepts. It's like Empire and Goro and all of that. I really would like to interview her. Some local restaurant owners and people that work in the industry, but I also want a good mix between like my friends as well, if that makes sense, because it's like, it's hard to be on with like someone you don't really know. Like this was like so easy. Mm-hmm. But like when you're interviewing someone, it's like they could have a really bad personality also.
You got to keep things moving.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's a lost art.
I definitely like the like mix of all of those together. But yeah, those are some of the people that I would like love to interview and love to have on.
So. Yeah. I'm all for that.
Yay.
I'll help book them.
Well, thank you for coming on. Is Thanks there anything you want to plug?
Anything I want to plug.
Like, you don't want
to... Get your COVID vaccine.
Yes.
Please.
Everybody get your
Seriously.
Vaccine.
Yeah. The Delta variant, particularly among our age group, like, is running wild. I'm really nervous about this fall.
Yeah.
Not to be too public healthy, but seriously, get your COVID vaccine. Yeah. If you need it, find me. I can help you get one.
100%. We want you to get your vaccine. Yeah. And we're for that here on OKC Over Easy.
Yeah. So. Otherwise... I'm so glad to be back with you.
I know. I'm so glad you got to do the episode with me, and
I'm looking forward to more.
I know. I can't wait for this to be posted.
Yeah. Cheers to our love lives.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a boot up, like I said. You can find me at OKC Over Easy on Facebook. Not Facebook. I do not have a Facebook. Do not look for me on there. I have an Instagram, a TikTok, and a Twitter. So go follow me on there. And then you can email me at Mallory@gmail.com. And so if you have any questions or want to write in, you can do that. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.